Welcome to the Starfeed Podcast, for anything and everything spaceworthy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Starfeed Podcast, where biscuits and cookies are absolutely not the same thing, and we talk about random crap that people seem to like us talk about. Today's episode is number 7, and my terrible name for it is The Galactic Empire of Awesome and Mods. Mods being modifications, not moderators, for your information. I am here with Gravy Pods, who you met last episode.
Hello.
Lessic.
Yo.
Megacrafter 127.
Hello.
And my regular co-host, Molten Lava 5.
Hello.
And we do have a good bit of actual StarMade updates to talk about, so I guess we should start now. Actually, the day after our previous broadcast, StarMade 0.175 came out with a few, but fairly significant changes, I'd say. The first one being that the build helpers added a few updates back, can now have restrictions put on the area that they can affect. So I guess you can't wipe out your entire ship in one swift move, even though there is an undo button now, so that's not the big problem it used to be. There are also new dynamic prices in the shops, where the prices are actually based on supply and demand instead of whatever the server admins choose to set it to, even though I imagine admins can still manually set them. Gravy Pod, do you have any experience with this?
We've been avoiding touching those because we don't want to mess with anything that's non-default until we finally take a look at it.
Okay. Also, Schema also teased at a so-called secret little special feature, and if you do not want it spoiled for you, you should mute the stream for about 30 seconds now. 1, 2, 3. Okay, the special feature is that there are now little critters roaming around.
Aliens are real!
Yes, the aliens are real. They're little critters crawling around the default spawn stations.
They love your face.
Yes, they love your face.
And lasers. That, lasers?
And yeah, I was going to say, they love your face with lasers.
They love your face so much, they give you the gift of laser.
I would say that saying they love your face is a pretty good way of putting it, because they do kind of look like the Half-Life headcrabs.
I don't know, if it's too cold out, like, you don't need to put on a hat anymore. You just run up to them and they'll jump on.
Yep.
Or shoot you with lasers. I mean, both ways work.
Yep. Next up in the update is that servers can now have custom textures that automatically get downloaded to the client, which obviously makes it a whole lot easier for new players to jump on a server with custom blocks.
Nice gimmick, but not really a necessity.
It's not necessary, but it does make things a lot easier for lazy people like me.
Yeah, we wanted to have blocks on now on Eternity, but make the textures every time and distribute, you know, the texture pack every time we wanted to do something. Because, you know, with an update every month or so, or every week, can't keep up.
Yeah. And also, there's now a so-called adaptive block config, which I'm not actually so sure about, so I'm going to defer back to Gravy Pod, since I imagine he may have messed with this a little bit too. Even though he just said he's been keeping stuff at default.
Yeah, we haven't really sticked at any of the things, really. We're excited to mess around. And the thing about it, we have been messing with a lot of stuff recently. There's a lot of stuff we have to go change.
Okay, now just reading the news post, it looks like it just makes it easier to change the block config, where instead of having to replace the entire file, you can just merge the old file and new changes.
Yeah, it's something that we've been requesting to have for a while, because whenever a new block gets added or an update comes out, we have to redo our block configs. Seems like that's going to be no longer a problem.
Yeah. Also, looks like the server-side saving system, say that 3x fast, has been optimized so that on big servers like Outwin Eternity, I guess, you won't have so much lag.
Woo! Yeah, we've seen a big improvement since the last time. Hopefully it keeps going in this direction and not backwards.
And there's also, as usual, been a ton of bug fixes, including a pretty major crash fix for servers.
Yeah. Again, always good. More.
And you can kill someone in God mode. Well, you could kill someone in God mode. But that's been fixed.
Yeah.
You can no longer slay the gods.
Kratos.
Yeah, all this is interesting, I guess, but no one cares about the stuff in the current release. What everyone cares about is the dev update that was put up a few days later.
Faction points.
Galaxies.
Taking over the world piece by piece.
And this is where the Galactic Empire part of the name of this episode 7 comes in. Because I am very uncreative when it comes to coming up with names at about 30 minutes notice.
Yeah, you are. Me? No, I'm joking.
So yes, on to the faction point system. Yeah. This is something that has been a long time coming, and Schema even admits this, but he has his excuses about the game wasn't ready, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's about to be here.
I'm very worried about how it can be exploited.
Nah, I'm sure it'll be fine. No one exploits anything anymore.
Nah.
That's what we said about Cubidums. Yet one person who gets like 10 pieces of dirt, and now they're the richest person on your server. Yeah. That was luckily fixed, but I'd love to see what this happens.
I can see a lot of rows coming over this.
Yeah. So yeah, faction points. They are a new form of currency in StarMade for factions, obviously, that allow you to... my mind's going blank, damn it.
To claim territory.
Yeah, claim territory.
As well as replenish things like asteroid belts within systems you control.
I know for a fact that my staff has not been... There was one particular part where, as you get farther away from your home base, this costs more. And that's one thing that apparently costs more. My staff has been very worried about that, because we have a lot of people who spread out very far on our server. So we definitely would need to hopefully have access to changing that in some way. Otherwise, it would be kind of disastrous.
I think that will be such an excess.
Yeah, I can personally comment, but from what my staff has said, they've wanted that as a feature. But besides that, everything we've all unanimously agreed that it looks pretty good. We're really excited for it.
So yeah, the faction points. Now, it seems that every hour or so, every member of your faction earns you a certain amount of faction points that can then be put as the other members of my team here have said, allow you to claim territory and make new home bases. Well, not home bases, but bases. and all sorts of cool stuff like that.
And you get points for being active.
And the reason you'll need to claim lots of systems now, as opposed to currently, where people just claim like a home base and maybe a handful of other stations that they don't really care about. Now, you'll need to control systems if you want to have good radar in them.
Yeah, that seems like it's a new feature too, because I personally don't remember much about radar from at least when I was playing. I'd like to see more on what that means and scanning techniques are.
Radar is one of the first things I looked at when I started playing this game, is how 3D it was. It was amazing.
Yep, yeah. Scanners are a thing now. Confirmed!
So yeah, you can claim territory in 16 by 16 by 16 sectors, which, as anyone who's been playing the game for a while also knows, is the size of a galaxy system. The sectors can now be claimed easily by placing a faction module on a station or planet within the galaxy. If someone has already taken a galaxy system, then you have to destroy their faction module to be able to take it for yourself. The benefits of owning a galaxy are that if you are the owner of it, you get a 6x mining bonus in that galaxy, but other factions still get a 3x bonus in your own territory, which means that you do want to kick them out as soon as you can. Which goes on to the next point, which is radar scanners, which are now another block that you can add to your ship. And in one pulse, it can scan your entire galaxy and show you where all the stations and ships of allied or enemy ownership are.
And the range depends on who owns the system you are currently in.
Yes.
So if it's neutral, then you'll just get a neutral radar? So if you're in an enemy factions, I assume it'll be a bit jammed or whatnot. If you're in yours, it'll be clear as hell. And then if it's neutral, what would you say neutral radar would be? Or scanner, sorry.
The median of both.
So kind of, I don't know. Don't know how to put it. Fuzzy.
Kind of fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Yeah, I'll just move on. So, of course,
like a bunny.
At this point, it just sounds like your faction should go out and claim everything they can as fast as they can.
No, it's very strategic. You have to sort of stick around a certain area.
If you use too many of your faction points,
there are
and you
repercussions.
You don't have enough to pay for upkeep.
You start losing your systems.
Yes.
Do you think pirates will be somehow involved? Like somehow programmed to attack more?
Schema said something about the trading guild and the pirate faction controlling territory as well as whatever other AI factions are eventually added.
That's interesting.
And if a galaxy begins to clutter, the Trading Guild will build gates to other galaxies.
Oh, wow.
All in the news post.
I am. I'm definitely reading still.
But beyond the new faction system, there are a few new changes, such as the GUI has now had a major revamp that also has been needed for a long time, because the GUI has been pretty much the same for the entire 2 years I've been around this game. And there is also soon to be a galaxy map, which more information is yet to become available on. So
if you have dev build, you can check that out right now, and it's It's very nice looking.
Oh, it's in the current dev build?
How do you access it? Yeah, it's in the...
Press P.
Oh, wow. That's easy.
Yep.
So, a galaxy map is one of the things I've been waiting for as well.
Yeah, it's... I remember there was like a rudimentary one implemented a while ago, but when I opened it up, it just looked like triangles. I didn't know how to read it. There was triangles that are different colors, and it didn't make much sense.
That's life. Enough. Everything's made of a triangle. Illuminati confirmed.
Uh-oh.
Triangles have three sides. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
It is, though.
So now I guess we need to go from Illuminati to the reason that Megacrafter is here. We are going to drill him for information on the mod API. Maybe we can get some secret information out, even though he has said that there isn't much to say. But I do not believe him.
Well then, fire your question.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so...
That is not a question.
What is everything you can tell us?
Okay, let's start with something simple. What is the modding API going to accomplish for StarMade, and what will it allow mod developers to do?
How is that simple?
Yes, it is simple. It will ease modders to make mods and to maintain those mods, since they don't have to update the mods every new version of StarMade, but only when a big feature is added. And it will also, as far as I know, include a mod loader that will automatically load mods so modders don't have to worry about installing them.
So this is basically just going to make the lives easier for my developers.
And mod users.
And users.
Do you have any mods lined up, ready? Like, that you want to do?
Yes, I have some. One of those would be I call it vector mod. Basically, whenever a projectile or beam hits an entity, it is reflected off of it and only deals part of its damage.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fancy.
We need more questions.
Yes, we do need more questions. Hey.
When will we start being able to poke around with it?
We'll get to
that. That completely depends on how fast Schema works on it.
Yay!
Alright, time to get the pitchforks
in the fire.
It also depends on how much code is submitted by modders or someone else who is interested in developing the API. And yes, it is possible to submit code.
How does one do that?
I was gonna say.
Poke Schema and ask if the code is good enough to be implemented.
Just run up to Schema and just jab him inside until he's like, put in my code, put in my code.
Well, time for me to start spamming Schema.
Yeah.
What have we done?
We're gonna poke them all.
I think Schema might be revising, allowing you on the stream in a few days.
Yes, of course. And you also have to kind of agree with him using your code, because otherwise he won't use it because it is a violation of copyright.
Everyone loves copyright law.
Yeah.
Especially lawyers.
To my next scripted question, because of course everyone loves those. A few news posts ago, I saw that Schema had mentioned that he had been working with you on the new modding API. Was this something where you came up to him for working on this, or did he actually come to you and grace you with his presence?
Well, basically, I heard about him working on a modding API. I worked with some other APIs and also made one of my own once, and that's a thing. I simply made some code that I thought might be useful. posted it on to him on Internet Relay Chat when Stamet had Internet Relay Chat back then, and well, he accepted it.
And it seems that recently you have been putting out a load of mods. A few of them I have used myself, namely Music Made. Anything else that you want to go ahead and plug here?
Well, the thing about Music Made is it isn't really a mod, but a kind of half rapper, half mod. Because Music Made basically just implants itself in the drum, catches the main call, and then relays said call to the StarMate. So in essence, it is a program that runs another program.
Program Inception?
Yes, indeed.
I nearly said Proception, but that doesn't really make two sense. Two cents? No. Wow, no did that.
No.
Regarding other mods, that would be a plain and simple mod loader I wrote simply because I was... what is the word? I can't remember the word. This is terrible.
Stuck?
I was too impatient to wait for StarMate to get the own mod loader, and that is why I made it into anything, but, well, it works.
Well, it works. That's all that really matters.
Yes, it can't do much, but it does what it should do.
Best thing about mods is it always can ever expand what's going on with the actual game already, even though that is already ever expanding.
And because of the close relationship between Screamer and the community, which is really close compared to some other games, some mods might have the possibility to become vanilla.
That's always a wonderful thing.
And so,
honestly, I forgot anything else.
I'm out of questions because I'm going to go ahead and admit this episode was made on short notice. So let's go and ask Twitch chat what do they want to ask MegaCrafter about the mod API. And
here
while we're waiting
the sun,
on.
Do, 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 do.
Here comes the sun. Do 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 do. Here comes
someone I know was seeing that earlier today. It wasn't just one person, it was a group of people, so like, has that popped up somewhere?
I don't know. It's become winter and people are singing Here Comes the Sun. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense. I know. Like, am I the only person who's seen someone today saying Here Comes the Sun?
Well, yes.
Even singing it in the night.
We got a question.
Okay, we have a question from Yelby. How much mod can the mod API mod?
Well, that completely depends on the modder. If the mod developer is very skilled and also isn't, well, how to put it, too shy to actually handle StarMate's core code, well, the modder can do anything.
But if the modder is like
how
me...
How meta do you want to get?
You're not going to get much done if you're like me, because I don't think you can get a batch script into Java.
I think...
well, if you can hire someone to translate it for you.
What I think I might do is, if it comes to fruition and we get to play with it, I'll probably try and port command book or whatever it's called. Oh, not command book. It's one of the plugins for Minecraft by SK89Q, which allows you to write simple scripts and have them work in game.
Yes, I remember that.
That would have a lot of uses on my side because I could let my admins make something if they need it, and I'm pretty sure it would help a lot of other servers. To have a pretty simple method of scripting something, having it work.
And also, it looks like another mod that people are looking for is something like the ComputerCraft mod, where you can build your own computer systems and program them with Lua. Even though, of course, Lua scripting is already in StarMade.
That is definitely possible.
Yeah, it would definitely be possible, and I definitely like to see that like tied into some of the systems inside, like weapon systems. So have it target or try and shoot it. Does it come up to you or
that
do something like that?
That is also possible.
Yeah.
Then the other question from Yelby is a more serious question. What would the lips on the mod? Why am I reading?
He's got grammar issues here. What would the limits of the mod, I guess, API, what would the limits of the mod API be? Like, could we have polymorphic people that can be a player 1 second, then be a cam bot the next?
So, sort of like a new game mode.
From what I've seen, the way Schema has built everything is... That's how a lot of the Shipwreck, you stop being a person and you become a ship core. So it would definitely be possible, I think.
Everything that has to be done is at an animation and then basically cast the entity types through one another. One manages to do so.
What about a space core? Because we know everyone at some point has wanted to be a portal space core.
Space, you've got the models and the assets, then yeah.
Of course, the problem here is that a portal core is round, and we do not do round here in StarMade.
Close enough.
It is possible, though.
Is it possible? Sure, but it doesn't fit.
Well, it'd have to be smaller than the actual... Yeah, smaller than the actual square block.
You could just make it a square space cube.
Yeah. So let's see, what else could you turn into? You can already turn into a spaceship, so there goes that idea.
Well, do you think there'll be other player models, like an alien sort of race, that you can change into?
Of course, this is not an alien race, but I remember at some point that I think Omni was talking about a female model.
Yeah, that would be another thing, I suppose. I think about an alien race before I think about a female model.
Yeah, that kind of tells you that you are not quite like the average human male, but I'm going to leave that train of thought there.
It's a space game.
I don't know, xenomorphs, I mean...
We all know that the Asari are pretty hot, but...
This is getting weird.
Yes, it is. But yeah, I guess that MegCrafter has answered this question. He's trying to tell us that everything is possible.
Provided the model is good enough.
So, Mega, you can mod everything, yes?
Well, provided one actually knows what is within the Star Major, yes, one can.
Expect big things.
Oh, there will be big things. Very big things.
We have questions.
Yes, we have questions. With the modding API, would it be possible to make the character with its bounding box change size so that a person could be normal size down to half a block tall the next?
So sort of shrink.
Yes.
Well, it should be possible, but I'm not really sure how. I'm not really done with mapping out the Star Major yet, so I think it is possible, but I don't know for sure yet.
All experiments can tell us.
Yeah.
So Mega puts on his lab coat.
Okay, next question. What do I do about my lack of Cheez-Its?
I think there's a very easy solution.
Eat cheesecake instead?
But the meat cake.
Cheesecake greater than sign regular cake.
I don't know. It depends on how it's made. I've tasted some pretty strange cheesecake that wasn't that good. And some really good normal cake. I don't know if this is me, but that just be me.
Just on about cake now. We got another question from Elby saying, do you know what a cambot is?
My answer is going to be, I think, that technically it's supposed to be like for the Thunderdome type StarMade events. Someone who watches the fighters, like what it sounds as though, but that is a camera that Yelby I've seen in the past seems to have this strange, almost creepy obsession with.
That's probably why we're talking about shrinking the player model.
Yes. Yes. He wants to be an itty bitty little cambot.
It makes sense now.
Well, it should be possible, but it would take some effort.
You just went from making some pretty bold promises to being very conservative.
Yes, that is simply because we are now walking into territory I have not mapped out yet, and, well, my knowledge ends where it ends.
Mega, we all have faith in you.
We all have faith in you. So now, do your best to act like a politician and make us some more false promises.
Well, then I'm going to shut up because I don't make false promises ever.
What have I done?
You have killed me.
I've killed one of the biggest reasons we actually have a mod API in development, unlike Minecraft. What am I gonna do?
Burn.
How about reviving me?
How is the best way to revive someone like you? With some people, it's easy. Like
with a mod API.
Megacrafter.revive, starting parentheses, closing parentheses. Press enter.
Well, I wasn't actually talking about code here. You could have just asterisk revise Megacrafter asterisk and that would have been enough.
Throw cambots at them.
Okay, next question. Is Megacrafter made out of Mega Blocks? I'm assuming he's talking about the cheap Lego clone.
Well, that is false. I am not made out of blocks. I am made out of nothing but thin air.
I thought you were a mod to real life.
Hey, Mega, I'm looking through the forums and I see something called SMAH 0.2. What's that?
SMAH?
Yes.
Well, basically it is a tool, it is a debugger compared with a jar indexer. It basically allows you to poke around in the star major at random if you want to or not.
Whether you want to or not, you are required to.
Basically you choose a class and then you can run certain methods of this class or request the values of fields and set the values of fields and create instances of set class, etc. Everything Java allows.
That sounds like I'm going to have some fun with this.
You will.
Okay, next question, which I am not going to let Megacrafter answer because I am going to have to put the NDA block up. Do you know about when the particle system will be done? No, none of us do. The official reason is soon, trademark symbol.
Wait, you've trademarked
Fire,
soon?
You do know I didn't sign any NDA agreement.
Soon.
No, I did not trademark it. Shine did, and not many of us, at least I am under NDA, so I get to use the soon trademark as well.
Basically, we'll all have to wait, including us. We will all have to wait and deal with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Which sucks.
Or we can poke around the diameter and see what it is already made of.
What is Starmade made of? Unicorn farts and magic?
I still want to know what happened to the scriptable AI crew. I was really sad when that didn't happen.
That's something I actually, to my own experimenting, I found. If you look through the data folders for Starmade, the dialogue with AI crew members is there in plain text, coded in Lua. So you could modify that yourself and make your AI tell you to go screw yourself.
Wow. I want to see me being able to tell them to go clean things or something. I don't know. I just want to have crew.
Well, I guess you could go do that. I don't know if you could actually make them go do that, but I know you can tell them to go do that.
Okay, then. Everyone just went silent.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all pondering on how we'll make them do that now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always been interesting that you could have these sort of missions things, especially now with the faction update. We can just, you know, get missions from these AI faction members.
I don't know.
Make a mod?
Ah, there we go. Make a mod. Make a mod to make the Galactic Empire. The title makes sense now for her.
With or without the Sith.
Mission, go blow up all the major Starmade factions at once with nothing but a bear core.
That's ridiculous.
Chuck Norris. Exactly.
Chuck Norrising it.
No. You just need a few cans of Red Bull.
Lots of a few cans of Red Bull.
Okay, have we got anything else, or should we start wrapping up?
Yeah, I think it's about time for us to wrap things up. Anything that someone wants to say before we end this?
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you did say
was
something, so I'll give
bad?
You that.
What was that, Mega? Sorry?
Was my accent too bad?
Yes, it is terrible.
It's fine. Don't listen to them. They bully me all the time.
What's that? I didn't understand. Can you speak American?
You want to go,
not
mate?
Funny.
American mother effer, do you speak it?
No, I speak English.
What's that?
I made your language.
What do you
mean?
You made American?
I made American.
Made American? Oh. That's not nice.
I gave birth to you.
What?
If you made it, can you destroy it?
Yeah, know. I've got some great ideas on the New World Anarchy. I don't know about you, but...
let's not go there. We already mentioned the Illuminati.
Oh yeah. They're not going to be happy that we found their secret and that we uncovered Half-Life 3.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end this before we start rambling again. This has been Starmade Episode 7, also known as The Galactic Empire of Awesome and Mods. I'm Fire29 here with Lessic, MegaCrafter 127. Gravy Pod and Molten Lava 5.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching, and see you next time.
Bye. This has been the Starfeed Podcast. We will see you next time.